A rose by any other name would smell as sweet, even to dinosaurs? This is Sandra Tinglow with the lowdown on science. Flowers from 100 million years ago had different standards of beauty. Scientists believe they looked different from today's flowers, lacking the colorful petals bees love. But if the flashiness is crucial for attracting pollinators, how did these four flowers procreate? Oregon State entomologist George Poynard Jr. teamed up with his son Greg, a fragrance collector. Father and son analyzed fossilized tissues of flowers from the Cretaceous period. Findings from the Poynard team suggest that ancient flora relied on their smell for pollination. Flowers would attract Cretaceous creatures of all types, from insects to dinosaurs, using their floral scents. Pollen from one bloom would hitch a ride on a passing animal, traveling with it to land on the next flower. Today's bouquets likely produce similar scents, even after millions of years. That perfume you spritz on yourself could be like catnip to a dinosaur. So if you're vacationing in Jurassic Park this summer, leave the perfume at home. It just makes sense.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.